Good evening, you are listening to Realm Sports. This is Tony Rice, and I tell you what, we are only a few short weeks away now from the Special Olympics out in Abu Dhabi, and we are really lucky once again to be joined by several of our St. Albans-based athletes who are going to be representing Great Britain out in Abu Dhabi in March. And I'm really lucky to be welcoming back to the studio and to Realm Sports, Thomas Miller. Good evening, Thomas. How are you doing?
Good.
Excellent stuff. Yeah. Brilliant. So, as I was saying, it's not long now until you guys go out to Abu Dhabi for the Special Olympics. But I've got to check. You've been up in Scotland recently for kind of final preparations. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how that training went?
We went up there and we was up there for 2 days.
Yeah.
And we got on these horses and we got on these horses and we had to ride these and we went through our tests.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So just getting all those kind of final excellent stuff. Again, amazing for me to learn last time about all the skill, the memory, and the technique that you need to put together to be, a Special Olympics equestrian rider. I bet many people will be really fascinated to learn about what got you into this. So, can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with equestrian initially? What began? How did it begin for you? Just your relationship with horses, I guess.
I started. I was in secondary school.
Okay, and that was a school in St. Albans.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. I did horse riding in Southfield.
Okay.
All the way through until like school.
Right.
We all went out to do, like they took a trip out to do like a whole trip, and we went horse riding with all of us, and we carried on.
And how old were you then? Was that
I can't
remember, but no. Just but it's been a big part of your life though, I guess.
Yeah.
Excellent. And for me, what was really amazing last time we spoke, Thomas, was just get a real sense of your passion and your determination. I know that you earned, and this is quite impressive, the Roland Shield, which is actually awarded by the Special Olympics group here in St. Albans for outstanding commitment and dedication. Can you just remind us, when did you get that, and just how did that feel to earn that great award? I wonder, Chris, if you can.
It was last year.
That's
and,
right.
Special Olympics have annual awards
Perfect.
Every year.
Yeah.
And the award that Thomas won, the Roland Shield, is one of our ones that's awarded to the athlete with who's shown a great dedication and commitment to their sport. And
Perfect.
Thomas won that last year.
Perfect. And it really does shine through, Thomas. Just talking to you, your genuine passion for this, which is great. Again. It's in March. We're in the end of February. It's only a few weeks and it's real now.
It's gone quick. Yeah.
It just flies, doesn't it? Can you just tell us a little bit about your personal goals or maybe your dreams for this tournament, kind of representing Great Britain? Or is it just thrilling to be, I guess, a part of the whole experience?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, well, look, Thomas, once again, amazing to have you down, and I look forward to hearing all about your adventures very soon. But again, this is it's a bit of a double whammy tonight.
Uh-huh.
We're very lucky to be joined by another of our St. Albans-based Special Olympic athletes going out to, as I say, Abu Dhabi in March. So it's lovely now to be joined in studio with Lucy Warner. Lucy, good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening. Well, thank you.
That's what I like to hear. Lovely to have you. Lovely. Bit of a squeeze today into our nice,
right.
A nice compact studio. Off to Abu Dhabi. It's, as I say, come around real quickly. I gather that you are also another skilled rider. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, your event is dressage.
Yeah.
Again, could you just give us an idea of what got you into this? How did you get started?
Well, I've been riding since I was 2.
Goodness me.
So I've been riding for 30 years now. I've got my own horses, so I train every single day.
Yes.
I started riding horses to help with my balance.
Okay.
Because I had balance issues like dyspraxia.
Okay.
And things. And horses are my best friends.
Do you know what? You get a real passion for that. It's amazing. Yeah. I think looking at dressage, just the control you have as a rider over that horse astonishes me.
Yeah.
Does every horse have a unique personality?
Yeah, they do.
That must be. I don't think. I know. I would be. I'd be so lost. I'd be bolted. I think. But there we go. Anyway, again, big events coming up, and I know, Lucy, you're no stranger to actually winning medals. I think you've earned a gold in the Special Olympic Great Britain Games in Sheffield, silver in working trials, another silver in horse care. Do these inspire you to kind of maybe do that in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, I'm hoping to come home with a medal, hopefully a gold. That's my aim.
That'd be nice. With the Great British flag over the shoulders.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you're Teddy. I can almost see it before my very eyes already. That's great. A big thing, I guess, that you simply cannot prepare for, this really fascinated me chatting to the guys last time round, was that obviously being up in Scotland, Abu Dhabi is a bit of a different climate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think that this climate change is going to be the biggest hurdle that the great British athletes face going out there?
Definitely.
Because I guess you just simply can't prepare for it.
It's going to be so hot.
And humid, intense. Yeah. But hopefully, you know, the horses will be fine and you guys will kind of master that. I must say as well, there's so much training to get to your level. And again, obviously, this has been such a huge part of your life. Do you train with your horses on a daily basis?
Yeah, I ride my horses every single day. And training, hard work.
And this is it. It's such a massive commitment.
Yeah.
And it's going to be rewarded, I think, therefore, with a massive, great, the eyes of the world on you.
Definitely.
Out in Abu Dhabi. That's fantastic. Just in closing, Lucy, can I just ask you, just in a sentence, if you could, how exciting is it to be representing Great Britain?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Can't put into words, really.
That's beautiful. That really is. Now, joining us again for the second time, one of the unsung heroes of our local sporting arena is the coordinator for St Albans Special Olympics, Chris Overend. Chris, welcome back to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. It's good to be back with you again.
Honestly, it's a real pleasure and a real privilege to have such enthusiastic and talented individuals in the building, which is great. I just wanted to kind of check again. Thomas and Lucy, two of seven St Albans-based athletes off to Abu Dhabi in March. How proud of all of them are you? And can you just explain a little bit about the sacrifices, the dedication that all of athletes and the parents have made to make this a possibility?
Yeah, we're really proud of them at St Albans. So we've got seven going to Abu Dhabi. In 2 weeks' time, they're heading off. And they've had to put in so much extra work, not just their hour lesson a week with the coaches. As Lucy says, she's been riding every day. Thomas has been putting in extra hours. They've had extra training weekends in Scotland and Sheffield, which is a massive commitment, not only for them, but for parents to make that happen for them. It's not easy. And then financially, it's a big commitment for them. They've had to raise £2,500 each to go, which is involved a lot of fundraising. Thomas has been, they've done a quiz night, haven't you, Thomas?
Yeah.
Lucy's been really busy with fundraising. They both have GoFundMe pages, which would be great if anyone would like to make some last-minute donations to the guys to help them really reach their goal.
Chris, you know, I'm really pleased that you brought that up, actually, because at the end of the day, the beauty of these games are that they are inclusive, open to all.
Absolutely.
But as you rightly say, you know, this is a whole foreign country that we're having to travel to.
Yeah.
You know, again, the effort, the dedication, all that time, like you say, £2,500, it is not cheap.
A lot of money, yeah.
There is a Just Giving page, and please, can you just provide that link or just give us the insights? Because I'm sure people listening will be inspired to help.
Of course. So Lucy's is a GoFundMe. They're both GoFundMe pages. Lucy's is Get Lucy Warne to the World Games. So if you just go on the GoFundMe page, I actually did this today, type in that, or just type in Lucy's name, that comes up. And Thomas has the same GoFundMe. And if you type in Special Olympics World Games 2019, then Thomas's page also comes up. And I know any last minute donations would be such a great help.
Absolutely.
So Casey and Tom and their families.
Absolutely. And if you are listening again, you know, they are representing Great Britain. They've put in hours and hours of huge commitment to have this opportunity. I'm sure literally every penny will count and will be gratefully received. So again, I will flag that throughout the next couple of weeks before
you
go out there. But if you are listening, do check out both Lucy Warren and Thomas Miller's GoFundMe pages. Literally any single penny will be gratefully received for this amazing cause. Chris, one of the thing in closing, because it's been such a pleasure to meet you all, and I really hope you'll all be back after the event to kind of tell us the story all about it. I'm honoured, really honoured, to give you guys an opportunity to get this out there, to make us conscious of it, because I think it's really critical. First of all, Chris, can you give us just a website where we can just learn a bit more about the games in general?
Yeah, absolutely. So the website to look at is actually the Special Olympics Great Britain website, which is www.specialolympicsgb.org. .uk.
One more time, can you run that past us one more time?
So www.specialolympicsgb.org.uk, and they're going to be doing daily updates.
Perfect.
From the whole team. So anything from the St Albans guys, we will see there, and we will flag up and let yourselves know as well.
Brilliant. I'll keep an eagle eye on that. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we will tell you everything that's going on with the guys.
Lucy and Thomas festooned in gold very soon on that, no doubt. Again, my final quick question, and I don't want to end it on a negative note, because this is all about positivity. It's a wonderful, inclusive, very global event. Athletes, 170 countries coming together. It's fabulous. But it doesn't strike me this has had much in the way of publicity or exposure. Can I just ask, why do you think that is?
It's a problem for us all at Special Olympics,
I must
admit, and it's really frustrating. I was looking at it more today, and the coverage is going to be on ESPN, and I'm on Virgin Media, and I don't get ESPN on my television, so it's going to be very frustrating. Do you know any more about it, Lucy, and about how it's going to be out there? I mean, anything that is televised will be on the Special Olympics website. And we also, can I just say, actually, Tony, we do have a Twitter account, which is at SOSA, S-O-S-A, capital letters, St Albans, lowercase. And anything that we get through for St Albans will be putting on there as well.
So once again, hit us with that Twitter feed. We'll definitely giving that a big push.
So it's at SOSA, S-O-S-A, all capital letters, and then St Albans in lowercase. But it's the biggest humanitarian event this year, ever. There's 7,000 athletes, 2,500 coaches, 20,000 volunteers, 500,000 spectators, and it should have much more coverage than it does, because they deserve it. The guys deserve it.
No.
They deserve the.
No doubt, no doubt about it. And again, for me, it's just I'm delighted and really genuinely honoured to give you this St Albans platform. I guess, Lucy and Thomas, in closing, before I let you guys go and final kind of weeks of preparation, any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to say or add? Everybody happy?
Just going to win.
Yeah, that's it.
Just going to win.
Going for gold, as they used to say. Well, again, honestly, I will be ecstatic to follow you closely across that Twitter feed and have you back to tell the story. Again, good luck in that intense climate.
Thank you.
And thank you ever so much indeed for your time this evening.
Thank you very much, Tony.